I have a very special message today. You need to see where God's taking all this. Because it started with multiplication of finances. But he's got something much, much greater in mind than just multiplication. And that's a glorious thing, especially the way the enemy fights the people of God's finances. You've got to have a flow. But God has something much greater in mind with this multiplication. So, Father, we ask you today, oh, open the eyes of understanding today. Holy Spirit, be with us. We're not alone in this. You're with us. Be with us, Holy Spirit. Open our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our eyes to see. Open the gates. Open the gates. Holy Spirit, I can do nothing without you. Nothing. I thank you for being with us today for the administration of this mystery. In the glorious name of Jesus, amen. I would call this a very crowning mystery. But the Lord kept telling me, don't just give your website away free. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do, charge? He goes, no. I said, well, what do you mean by that? He goes, you just leaving those messages out there free all the time is like just dropping an offering in the basket without kingdom interaction. A lot of people don't understand that. Kingdom interaction is the huge principle that causes the release of the kingdom. And he said, I want you to present that manna every day to me. That's seed. That's seed. I started that on Tuesday. The Spirit of the Lord came over me and I started presenting that website as a seed to the Father for bread to be multiplied and sent out all over the world to be multiplied. And it's a glorious thing. But when I was in there Tuesday, something came over me. He goes, I want to do more than just multiply the website. He said something to me. He goes, I want to multiply you. And he wasn't talking about my old man, trust me. He crucifies your old man, hallelujah. But he says, I want to multiply you. And boy, it just sparks something in me. It requires a definite renewing of the mind. Amen. We're just going to review. I'm going to exhort a minute about the loaves, because what I saw when the Spirit of the Lord was saying that is you're a loaf. You're bread. Now, if your bread stays in the earth, it's going to keep doing what it's been doing. Amen? But if you can get your bread, which is Christ in you, and everything that's Christ in you, what does Christ in you mean? Whatever your revelation of Christ in you is, that's your bread. Amen? Whatever revelation, whether it's your calling, whether it's the fruits of Christ in you, whether it's your office, whether it's your vision, your purpose, your destiny, the Constitution, everything God has spoken to you, everything Christ is in you, to you, or through you. All that's your bread. Amen? Well, because when they in the wilderness and brought that bread to the Lord, if you remember, he had 5,000 men. The first thing he did is have the men sit down. In the kingdom of God, there's a part of you that's going to have to sit down. There's a part of you that has to get out of the way. Amen? When the Lord can get us out of the way, he'll work. Amen? It wasn't until Peter was done all night, finished, parked his boat, the Lord says, you're ready. Amen. As long as we're still trying to do it, we're not ready yet. Amen. So that's a place of surrender. That's the rest. Hallelujah. The sit down, raised together, made to sit together. But remember, what did they have? They had five loaves, say five loaves, two fish. The Spirit of the Lord asked me a question one day, how many men could five loaves and two fish feed? I said, 10. He says, well, I needed to feed at least 5,000 men. So he goes, I was working with 500 times less, 5,000 divided by 10 than I needed. Say 500 times. That's why whenever God puts something in your hand, never deem it as insignificant. He did not deem that bread as insignificant. He deemed it as enough. You have to change the way you see life, the way you see the kingdom, the way the kingdom functions, operates around your life. Because in the world, you have to have everything to get the job done. In the kingdom, all you have to have is something. What is in your house? Remember, Elisha asked the widow, what's in your house? What do you have? God can work with what you have. Amen. Now we're going to shift this now. And so what he did, what did the Lord do? He received it, gave thanks. Amen. And then he looked up. Say, he looked up. That's where the juice happens. That's where it happens, because he didn't just look up. He brought that bread into the presence of his Father. So he knew if he get that bread out of the earth into heaven, something was going to happen. Amen. Now watch this. Right after all this multiplication comes along, in the same chapter, John chapter 6, if you go on down, he starts talking about he's ministering and all these people show up and he goes, you don't show up because you saw the miracles, you show up because you saw the loaves and them multiplied. He goes, you saw those loaves multiply and that's why you're here, because they ran to find him. He went across the sea and they ran to find him. And he starts saying, listen, what you saw that loaf multiply, I am that bread. He said, I am that bread. I am the living bread. What you saw multiply before the multitudes, he goes, I'm going to be multiplied just like that. Not only he was the bread, you're the bread. Because the Holy Spirit said, he goes, you know, I didn't arbitrarily just five loaves and two fish. There's a reason why the five loaves were there. Five represents the dispensation of grace. I am the dispensation of grace that's going to be multiplied to the nations. And there was two fish, to the Jews, to the Gentiles. Praise God. He goes, I am that bread. All right. So this goes all the way back to Abraham. And the notes are there, so I'm going to exhort some of this. When God came to Abraham, he started promising him a series of promises over and over again. I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to increase you. You and your children, Abraham, and your seed. Now, he said something very specific in Genesis 22, and it's on your notes. I want you to read this part here. And the angel of the Lord, it was actually the Lord, called unto Abraham out of heaven a second time and said, by myself, say by myself, I've sworn. I've actually called, retitled this, Sworn to Multiply. If you see it on the website, it's called Sworn to Multiply. When you get this revelation, your life's going to change. When you get it, he says, by myself I've sworn. He repeats this in Hebrews chapter 6. He repeats this very phrase. He says, by myself I've sworn. He goes, by myself I've sworn, saith the Lord, because you've done this thing, Abraham, and has not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in, here's what he swears, that in blessing I will bless thee. Say, I will. And in multiplying, I will multiply thee and thy seed, say thy seed, as the stars of the heaven, as the sand of the seashore. Verse 18, and in thy seed, say in thy seed, shall all the nations be blessed. He swears to bless the seed. He swears to multiply the seed. He swears to make a nation from the seed. He swears it. In fact, if you get the video, which is on our new YouTube channel, Right Hand TV, you just go to YouTube, type in Right Hand TV, it'll pull it up. So we're starting to put all our videos there. The video's there, Sworn to Multiply. See this demonstration where the Father calls Abraham up to mediate a covenant between himself. He didn't just mediate the covenant with Abraham, he mediated it with himself. Because who God was speaking to wasn't just to Abraham. He was making a covenant with his seed that was coming through Abraham. All right, go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Now, these promises he made to Abraham, Paul gets a revelation of the century here. Verse 16, now to Abraham and, say, and his seed, where the promise is made. What was the promise? I will bless thee. I will multiply thee. Say, I will. Not only did he promise, he swore that he would do it. He swore he would do it. You know who he swore to? Himself. You know how he did that? To his seed where the promise is made, he saith not the seed is of many, but as of one. Now get this, listen to it. All right, watch this. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. So when God was speaking to Abraham, he saith not to seeds as of many, but to seeds as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Who was God speaking to when he was making promise to Abraham? Christ. Why did Abraham get the picture? God had to come into the earth legally. God needs to get in the earth. So he calls up Abraham and he cuts covenant with him. He makes all these promises to Abraham. Abraham, I'm going to multiply your seed as the sand of the seashore. Your seed will possess the gates of his enemy. In that seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. But then Galatians says he wasn't even speaking to Abraham's natural seed. He was speaking to one seed that was going to come down through Abraham's loins 28 generations later. Boom. So the Father calls Abraham up into glory and he makes these promises through Abraham to his son over there. And because he could swear by no greater, he swears the Father to himself, the Son. Because a mediator, Galatians will show you that, a mediator is not a mediator of one. Usually takes two parties, but God is one. So God calls Abraham up to mediate a covenant between himself. So the Father says, Son, through Abraham, I got to do this through Abraham. You're going to come down through Abraham's loins, and I swear to you, I will multiply you. I swear to you, I'll bless you. I swear to you, I'll make a brand new creation. A new creation of man. I swear to you that I'm going to raise you from the dead. And I swear to you, I'm going to multiply you in all the nations of the earth. And I swear to you that I'm going to bless you. You see that? The Father was swearing to himself, the Son, through Abraham. You see that? Because he says, seeds of many, but as of one. All right? So Christ inherits all these promises. He is the appointed heir that is raised into the right hand of God. And he's blessed with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He receives it. He goes, I will appoint my king on the holy hill of Zion. I'll set my king. That was Psalms 2. Speaking of Christ's resurrection, right there you go. He says, when he gets there, ask of me the nations, son. Ask of me the uttermost parts of the earth. Unto us a son has been given. Unto us a child has been born. The government is what? Is upon his shoulders. God, he goes, gave him all things. Christ inherited all things. Amen? So where do you come along? Now this is the part you got to get. Because this is the part, I mean, it's the wow factor in God, without a doubt. Are you ready? This is the part, I mean, you want to meditate it until your meditator falls out on the ground. Okay, verse 26. This is the big one. For we all are the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For many of us have been baptized in Christ, have put on Christ. Now, verse 29, I would live, if I were you, I'd live with this verse. Live with it. Look at verse 29. Live with it. You cannot under or overemphasize this verse. The power of it is beyond understanding. When the light comes on, shout hallelujah. Verse 29, and if you be Christ, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's take, like you have on your notes, verse 16 and verse 19 together. All right? So, verse 16 says, now Abraham and his seed, but the promise is made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but of one, say of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ. So Christ inherits all these blessings that the Father swore to do. He didn't just promise, he swore he would do it. You got it? Who else is he talking to? Woo. Are you ready? Verse 29. If you be Christ, say if you be Christ, are you born again? Are you Christ? All right. Then you are Abraham's seed. Say you are. Christ in you is Abraham's seed. You are Abraham's seed. He was talking to you when he was swearing to himself, I will do this. He was talking to you. Because if you be Christ, I know that'll make your head spin a little bit. If you be Christ, you are Abraham's seed and what? You are an heir according to the promise that the Father swore he would do. Christ in you, he swears to multiply. He swears to bless Christ in you. He swears to multiply Christ in you. He swore that he would do it. Say, I am an heir of the promises God gave through Abraham to Christ. I am a recipient heir. Put that in your religious peace pipe and smoke it. Hallelujah. I am an heir. Then how come I'm not multiplying? I'm glad you asked that question. Why am I not multiplying? Don't get religious about it. When did the bread multiply? When they brought it up before the right hand. When did Christ actually multiply? Go to John chapter 12. When did Christ multiply? He came and demonstrated the kingdom. But when did he actually multiply? Whew. You're going to see the power of the kingdom here. God was going to seed a brand new operation in the earth. Not sinners saved by grace anymore. Sinners transformed by the grace of God, made new creations, seeding a brand new race of people, new creations. And he was going to do it through one seed. And then through one seed, he was going to multiply that seed into billions. Say billions. I'm telling you that God is changing my mind about how the kingdom works. Every time I see the kingdom, I think I have to have all this to do all that. And God said, you don't. But you cannot no longer deem yourself inside, not you, but Christ in you is insignificant. I'm getting ahead of myself. Back up. Pull the reins back. So watch this. John 12, verse 23, Jesus answered them saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. And you can say multiplied, glorified, multiplied. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it will abide alone. He goes, I am one new creation right now, spawned from the loins of the Father, born out of the Virgin Mary, immaculate conception. I'm one single corn of wheat, but if I die, it will bring forth much fruit. Say much fruit. He goes, I am that corn of wheat. But when I die, I'm not going to be singular anymore. But when I die, my Father's going to come and get me. My Father promised me he was going to raise me. My Father promised me he's going to raise me from the dead. And you remember he was raised and seated, exalted as the appointed heir at the right hand of the Father. What's the first messages that came out of the book of Acts? Besides Joel's place, they started bearing witness of his resurrection, and the Holy Spirit began multiplying Christ. It says disciples were more added, then it kicked in another gear. Disciples were multiplied. Say multiplied. When did God start multiplying Christ? When he ascended into the right hand of the Father. Because that's where multiplication is. And when the Spirit of the Lord came over me, he said, you are a loaf. Because you belong to Christ, and everything Christ is in you, to you, and through you. You got to get a revelation of who Christ is in you. Because not only is he multiplying Christ, he wants to multiply Christ in you. If you're an evangelist, he wants to multiply the evangel. If you're a prophet, he wants to multiply the prophetic word. If you're an apostle, he wants to multiply the office. If you're a king, he wants to multiply it. If you're a business person, he wants to multiply it. He wants to multiply his peace. He wants to multiply his grace. He wants to multiply love. He wants to multiply everything he's ever said to you. Not only does he want to do it, he swore to do it. He swore he would do it. Are you Abraham's seed? Are you Christ? Then you're Abraham's seed. God was speaking to you before you were ever born. He was promising and swearing in Christ pertaining to your life. know what the problem is? It's called Andrew and Philip. We have the Andrew and Philip syndrome. Let's go back to the loaf for a minute. Let's go back to the multitude. Imagine now the Father's house. And God's called us to reach a city of millions of people. Four or five. How many people are in this? 4 or 5 million now? And here we are, a little church with a taco stand in front of it. We bring our little bread loaf to the Father. We have all this vision to reach the city. Everybody's got all these resources doing all this, and we have a church with a taco stand. And God said, I want you to feed the whole city. I want you to feed the nations. I'm like, Father, but look what you've given us. Oh, is my bread not enough? Is my bread not enough to multiply? Philip, 200 penny worth of bread is not enough. Andrew says, Lord, we have 5 loaves here and 2 fish, but what are they among such a calling? Who are we among such a calling to the world? The second we discount who we are in God, the second we begin discounting what God has called us to be, I don't care if your gift or your talent hasn't come forth, it may still be in seed form. God took one seed and he's still multiplying right now. Billions and billions and billions of people have been born again. He's multiplying that seed. He's multiplying that seed. He's also wanting to multiply us. What's the problemo? The problem is us. We deem our seed as insignificant. We deem our life as insignificant. But God doesn't see your bread the way you see your bread. You might be a stale loaf of bread right now. Not in this house, though. God doesn't see a stale loaf of bread. God sees multiplication. God sees a kingdom that can get on your bread and make you dynamite. But that bread cannot multiply while it lives and exists here in a stale position. That bread would have remain 5 loaves if it had not touched the Lord's hand. Our bread cannot multiply until we get it into the place of multiplication. Our life, our calling, our destiny, our office, see it. Your business, see that the Father is sworn to increase you, sworn to multiply you, sworn to bless you. He swears he'll do it. See, he swears it. He swears. You know, how come I'm not blessed? Because you ain't got your loaves where Christ dwells. You got to get your bread into the heavenly jurisdiction. That's what he said to me that day when we were standing there Tuesday. He said, I don't want to just multiply your website. I want to multiply you. Not your old man. But Christ in you, the office, the destiny, the promises, the grace, the love, the peace, the fruits of Christ, the offices of Christ, the blessings of Christ, whatever your revelation is. If you've got a small revelation, well, just take that and let him start multiplying. Because now, when I come on the right hand of God, I got a different prayer. When I come up before the Father, I'm in Christ. You can't get to the Father outside of being in Christ. We're in Him. Amen? In Him we live, move, and have our being. But I go in there and say, Father, all that I am in Christ, multiply me. I am bread now for the world. All that you've given me, revelations, the office, multiply me. Listen, He took one seed and multiplied him. What do you think He would do with one bread alone? I see this church differently now. I see this church is enough to reach a whole city. Because here we might just be a loaf of bread, but in the kingdom, oh, in the kingdom, huge. We can get our loaf into the kingdom. We can get your business in the kingdom. We can get your family in the kingdom. We can get your calling in the kingdom. We can get your promises in the kingdom. Get your spirit into the kingdom. If we can get your soul into the kingdom. For God to multiply some grace, some peace, some joy, some love. Everything I am, everything you are in Christ, and everything you've been promised, God is sworn to bless it. God is sworn to multiply it. Somebody ought to say amen. He's sworn to multiply. Let it get on you. Let it get on you. When he was speaking to Christ, he was speaking to you. Get it on you. When you come up before the Father, you're going to have to get bold. You're going to have to get rid of unworthiness, because unworthiness will not fit in this thing. Listen, a revelation of unworthiness will never get multiplied. If you're looking at your old man, God doesn't multiply the old man. He crucifies it. But he'll multiply the new man. And God, the Lord Jesus, as the high priest, has a sword to divide asunder. Spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. He's got a winnowing fork. He separates the chaff from the wheat. He knows how to multiply the new man and how to separate the chaff of the old. He understands how to do it. Don't live in fear. Well, it'll be fear. I don't know if he's going to do this or that because you know all this. Let him worry about that. Embrace the promise. God's bigger than your old man. Get your life and everything in there. Get bold. Get bold. Look at your name and say, get bold. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Boldly. Said, I've been raised together, made to sit together. When you come up there, start asking him to multiply you. Bless me. You swore. I promise what I do. Father, you swore to bless me. You swore to multiply me. And I have my constitution in hand. You said you would bless everything. You have spoken to me. Everything that Christ is in me, to me, and through me, you swore to multiply. You swore to multiply this house. You swore to multiply this government that's in this house. That means you're going to raise up apostles and prophets and pastors and teachers and evangelists and helps and governments and diversity of tongues. You're going to raise up intercessors. You're going to raise up businessmen. You're going to raise up kings. You're going to raise up priests. You swore to multiply this house. Listen. When Peter and James were out there on the lake and Jesus was in their boat, he said, go out into the deep. Andrew followed them. Wasn't it Andrew? I think it was Andrew. It was two of those other disciples. They followed him out there. They didn't get the word, go out into the deep. They just followed. They got an anointing of association. Their boat got it. God filled their boat the same way he filled Peter's boat. Filled both boats up there on the water. You get in the right place where increase in divine multiplication is flowing. If you'll open your heart and release the fear and let God break the fear off and start ascending in the hill of the Lord, he'll multiply everything that you have. He'll increase everything you have. He'll bless everything you have. He'll multiply your calling and your destiny. I got a new way to build this church. I'm not going to go to no church growth seminar. My church growth seminar is in the right hand of the Father. I'm telling you, this place is going to start increasing. Watch. The Father is sworn to multiply. He's going to multiply disciples. He's sworn to do it. He's bringing disciples into this house. He's sworn to do it. He'll multiply you. I don't have a college education. Hey, you got a kingdom education. You get a kingdom education. The kingdom education is far superior to any other education. I'm not talking about church. I'm not talking about church. I'm talking about kingdom. You got to understand the mysteries of the kingdom. You have to understand what makes it work. You got to understand how to get what's in you into the Father. You got to go up. Now listen, you got some stuff. You go to the throne of grace, ask forgiveness. When you get to the Father, don't bring unworthiness into the Father. Say, Father, what you've given me is enough. What you have said to me, Christ in me, is enough because you've sworn to bless everything you said that I am. You've sworn to increase. You've sworn to multiply it. You've sworn to me, God, I am Abraham's seed. In Christ, I am his seed. You were talking to me when you were talking to Abraham. You got to see that. You got to see the Father swore it. He didn't just promise, he swore to multiply you. So we're going to stand up. Amen. Now listen, what makes it work is the same way it makes it work. You got to get it up into the jurisdiction of the kingdom. That's why we have to learn how the right hand of God works. So put your hand over your heart. The Father, I am of Christ. I am Abraham's seed. I am an heir to the promises. I will, Christ in me, will possess the gates of my enemies. My enemies will no longer control the gates of my life. Christ in me will possess all gates. You swore, Father, to increase me. You swore to multiply Christ in me, Christ to me, Christ through me. You swore to multiply. I receive it. My loaf, my bread is not insignificant. It is enough in the kingdom. Christ in me is enough. It's enough. It's enough. Amen. Ooh. Now start talking like that. Start acting like that. Start believing like that. Everything in your life, get it into the kingdom. Your children are not acting like kingdom children. Start presenting them before the Father. You swore you would multiply me and my household. You swore you would bring blessing to my household. Line them up, Father. Line my children up. Start letting God do the work. You do the praying, He'll do the work. You got to let God do God's business. Increase me. Multiply me. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Listen, get a new revelation of what Christ is in you. You got to get, well, He's love. Well, good. Then start letting Him multiply some love in you. And then let Him multiply some grace in you. Then let Him multiply some peace in you. And then let Him multiply some blessing in you. Well, I don't need anything. Well, then let Him multiply and give it all to the church if you don't need anything. Because we know what to do with it. Just become a multiplication machine. Say, I am blessed. That's a different, that's a whole nother I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Guess where that favor is that Tina was talking about? Right hand of God. Father, set favor around me. He swore He'd do it. He swore. He swore He would do it. We can get our bread into the right hand of God. He'll do it. Kingdom come, Chris. Oh, let's give Him glory. Give Him glory. Give Him glory. I'm telling you, this church can get so blessed. This church can get so blessed. I'm telling you right now, this place is going to fill up. It's going to fill up. Every chair is going to have new disciples in here. God's going to draw them. As in heaven, Chris, as in heaven. God's going to draw them. He's going to bring disciples. He says, make disciples. Disciples were more added than He said disciples multiplied. Father, I bring the Constitution up before the Father. I said, Father, this thing's got so much stuff in it. Father, I just hold it up, Father. How about this one? Those of you who have ears to hear, multiply the oil. Multiply the king's oil. Multiply the oil of the priest. Fill the candlestick. Fill the seven spirits of God. Multiply. Fill it. Let it go forth to the seven continents of the earth. Multiply the prophetic voice. Multiply the apostolic government. A government of increase and peace for which there's no end. Multiply the bread of Christ. Never again see yourself as insignificant. See yourself as a loaf that God the Father will multiply in Christ. No telling what He'll do with you. No telling what He'll do with anything. You've got to start thinking like God now. You've got to start thinking like the Father thinks. He sees you in Christ. He's already swore to multiply you. He's sworn to bless you. Somebody's light came on just now. You just got it. He swore to bless you. He swore. You have every right to bring your bread into the Father. Say, multiply me and my household.